or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Democratic presidential candidates getting last licks in at the final debate before the South Carolina primary and Super Tuesday.
I dug in, I did the work, and then Bernie's team trashed me for it.
In the debate on CBS, Senator Elizabeth Warren taking shots at frontrunner Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg.
The core of the Democratic Party will never trust him. He has not earned their trust. I will.
Bloomberg is not on the ballot here. He shows up next Tuesday in 16 states. Warren positioning herself perhaps to take on the former New York City mayor. Warren getting the Boston Globe endorsement today as well.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in South Carolina. And President Trump this evening holding a news conference on the coronavirus threat a day after the CDC warned the American public to prepare for an outbreak of the disease here. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
This is today a day of transition. The winds have already shifted around to the north and northwest. It'll pick up during the day and get quite gusty later on, gusting to 20 miles an hour and higher. Could there be a shower somewhere in the area? I suppose, but the chances are small. There's a little Arctic front moving through the area today, and there's a couple of showers roaming around. So it is possible, but the chances are small. And then the temperatures will fall later on towards the 40s by evening. Overnight low of 31. Wind chill factor tomorrow morning just needs a little bit of wind to get the wind chill factor down to the low 20s in the morning. So dress in layers, Joey, if you're tomorrow morning.
And I'll then, layer up. Oh, yeah, okay. Long johns will be on.
Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah,
layer up. I didn't want to know exactly what you were wearing. Sunshine tomorrow with a high temperature in the upper 40s, maybe 49-ish, which when you add in a little breeze is going to be stiff. You know, it's going to be a little brisk tomorrow. And then we'll be down to 29 first thing Friday morning. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60, a dry weekend. Right now this morning, mostly cloudy skies. It's 51 at 9:06.
I don't mind the cold. I just don't want any more rain.
I know. Guess what? After maybe a couple little tiny sprinkles today, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I think we're dry.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. How's that sound to you?
It sounds fantastic because it was bringing out my inner Eeyore, and I don't need any help with that. Mother Nature is not being kind in that way.
I'm glad I can deliver some good news. Then.
Thank you for that, Rich.
Have a great day. See you.
You too. Coming up, news and views from 9 till noon. April Marie Fogle will be in studio hanging out all show, and we have coming up Terry Hasdorf, candidate for Congress. She'll be here for the opening segment. It'll be fun to talk to Terry once again. Be right back.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County Commission passed a proclamation in support of an ad valorem tax increase Tuesday night. Now it's up to Alabama lawmakers to pass the proposal in the legislature before it could go to a vote from the people. The Salvation Army of Montgomery is now one step closer to moving from its Maxwell Boulevard location. The organization has signed a memorandum of understanding to sell its buildings and property to the city of Montgomery and then purchase a new building from the city. And Alabama Arise is calling for an end to Alabama's grocery tax. The group says it's a tax on basic survival. Alabama is one of only three states that has a grocery tax. There's a bill moving through the state house that would repeal the 4% grocery tax if it's passed. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hold on to your butts.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll get to the Democratic debate. We'll get to all sorts of things going on last night and this week. But first, it's my pleasure to start off News and Views with Terry Hasdorf, candidate for Congress. Hey, Terry, how are you?
Hey, Joey, I'm great. It's good to be with you this morning.
Indeed. I'm sorry Jack couldn't be here this morning, but he is feeling under the weather for certain reasons, so... The show must go on. Now, tell me what you got going on today. You're stopping by real quick, but you're about to do a little trip south.
Yeah, that's right. We're headed down to Dothan. Real excited. Going to be speaking to the Dothan Kiwanis Club this afternoon. And then headed on to go meet with some other folks out in Covington County and some different places. So it's a great day. We're excited to get back out there and meet some more folks.
Now, we're less than a week out from the campaign ending on Election Day. How do you feel about things?
I feel good. I feel really good. I think we're getting some good momentum. People are waking up and really looking at this race, and that's what they need to do. You know, I think a lot of the voters are realizing that they can't just sit back and kind of go by the yard signs and the billboards. They have to really think about this, treat it like a job interview, and really look at the background of each of the candidates and find someone they can trust who has integrity and background and experience.
Now, as somebody who, as a young person, had the chance, the opportunity to go see, it was Russia, correct? Soviet Union, right. Firsthand.
Yes.
What is it, when you see, say, Bernie Sanders talking about the bright side of communism and Stalinism, well, there were literacy programs. Yeah, it's funny that you have literacy programs in a state where censorship, so you're literate, but you can't read certain things. Yeah. I don't know if you can truly be literate then. But when you hear this sort of stuff coming out of the left, what's your reaction?
Well, you know, Joey, socialism is a lie. I mean, it's never worked. So that's what's just astounding. You know, we're being sold something that has never worked. And we cannot ever let this happen here, ever.
Absolutely. And that trip that you took to the old Soviet Union, it really did change you. It made you appreciate this country even more, right?
It sure did. I was so grateful when I got back after 3 long weeks in a Soviet country. I got down on my hands and knees and kissed the ground at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. And it really was what inspired me to want to go on to work for some of the members of Congress that I worked for and get involved in government, because we're so blessed in this country. We have the ability to get involved and make a difference.
Now, when you're out there talking to the folks here in Congressional District 2, y'all check your voter, not ID, voter information cards. I just had one sent to me. I'm in your district.
Oh, wonderful.
What are people really bringing up to you as their big issue?
You know, they're concerned about things on the national level. Obviously, socialism is a major concern, sure, because that would definitely affect our very way of life here in Alabama. Socialism at its core is really about replacing God with government. And that goes about against everything that people in Alabama stand for and believe. And it's also been interesting just to hear about some of the local issues. People are very concerned about rural health care, rural broadband, and making sure that we have, more infrastructure with transportation going through this district. That's been a major part of the discussions as well. And then last but not least, the farmers have made it very clear to me that they want to see somebody on the Agriculture Committee. And that is my number one plan when I'm elected, is to push to get on Ag and Armed Services to make sure that we have our people that feed us and our people that fight for us well represented in Congress.
Now, are there ideas already out there that are kind of ripe for the picking when it comes to, say, expanding broadband in rural areas, or just more generally development into rural areas? Sometimes it isn't the most economically feasible thing, and we don't want bridges or maybe, you know, cables to nowhere, so to speak. But you also need that to develop an area. It's the chicken and the egg problem. Are there ideas out there that you've seen that could really get this, hit the ground running?
Yeah, so for one thing, you know, I've talked with some people that are very much in the know on this, and we already have fiber that runs all throughout this district. It's just not being pulled up out of the ground because a lot of the providers feel like it's too expensive to maintain it.
Sure.
So pushing for more opportunities for large businesses to come in, that rising tide theory, pulling down some of these tier 2 manufacturing facilities from Huntsville, Alabama, where we have the second highest amount of government contracts in the nation. That's a rising tide. But also looking for ways to pull in some of the funding that President Trump has announced that's going to be going to cover rural broadband, and then working with some of the state and local folks. I know Governor Ivey talked about this in their State of the State, how there's 220,000 people in the state who don't have access to broadband. That's just crazy. So we need to work on that. That'll be a top priority for me.
Now, I want to circle back again. You know, I've heard the story about you going to the old Soviet Union a few times now, and it's a good story. It's important, but I want to dig a little further.
Sure.
Who would you say maybe bit you with the political bug?
You know, I had a mentor early on, because when I came back from the Soviet Union, Stan McDonald, who I've known for years, was my youth pastor, but also worked in the governor's office at that time. And he came to me after that trip and said, you know what, Terry, you need to really think about going and doing an internship in Washington. And I was kind of intimidated by the whole thing, but his sister had gone in and done an internship at the White House. So I applied. They were full that year, but they put me at the Treasury Department, and I was able to intern there for a short while, and then went on to the Labor Department, and then eventually to the White House. And And that really, you know, having the right mentors around you make all the difference in the world. But for me, ultimately, it was my faith that kind of led me down that path. Each job that I ever had, I just really felt like God just kind of opened the door and put me there.
Now, when you make your way back up and you're now elected to Congress, do you expect, you know, it's kind of like I went to St. Bede Catholic school here in Montgomery, and especially the elementary school, whenever I revisit the place, it's like, it's tiny. Everything's so much smaller. Are you expecting to go up to, because you went up there very, very young, I'd imagine, like 12 years old. It's amazing you were an intern at that age. You expect the Capitol building and everything to just seem much smaller?
Well, no, I actually have been in and out of it quite frequently a lot since in high school. But, you know, it is funny when you go back after you've grown up, things do seem different. I'll say this. I always have an enormous amount of almost awe at the ability to get involved in government and be in and out of some of those buildings. And I think that as long as you have that, you deserve to be there. The minute it gets commonplace and it becomes more about you than the incredible honor that you have of serving there, you need to leave.
Now, we hear a lot of promises from a lot of candidates, and you have the experience of working with Speaker Gingrich and others actually getting things done. If you could, and again, I'm digging a little bit here, because I'm genuinely curious, how does a lot of this, say a piece of legislation, like you want to do something for the farmers here or expand broadband, you're obviously working on it yourself as a representative, but you have a team of people, right? How do these things get put together up on the hill?
You're absolutely right. It's all about the team, and you have to have really good people around you. You cannot do any of this without having the right folks, not only in your own office, but knowing who to call to get things done in other places. And that's one thing that I've been very blessed to have is relationships with people in Washington where I know exactly who to go to and who I can trust to get things done quickly. So that's what I'm looking forward to putting to use to help this district right off the bat.
And how about constituent services? I mean, just a perpetual problem because you always need the service. It's always ongoing. Is veterans call up and ask about VA services. And there's all sorts of other issues under the sun, but how would you put together that constituent service team?
So, you know, having worked on the Hill for 6 years, I know what a good caseworker looks like. I know what a good district director looks like. I've seen best practices of what a member office can do when it's really the Ritz-Carlton level of service. And that's what I want to see. I want to see, you know, us put people in place who really care about these needs of this district. And I will be very careful to select people that will represent this district well and have passion to serve, and I know how to build good teams.
Now, is there something about this campaign that when you started and you had your idea of, here's my message, here's my vision, here's how I'm going to present myself, is there something you've learned through the course of this campaign that you didn't know beforehand?
Well, for one thing, we have such amazing people in this district. It has just been incredible getting to know people and learning a little bit more about who we have that makes up the 2nd Congressional District. But I think also I've learned that more good people need to get involved in running for office. I think a lot of people tend to get intimidated or think, oh, gosh, I don't know if I can do that. But you know what? If Martin Luther once said, send your good men into the ministry, send your best men into politics. And I think the reason why is because you really have to have a high level of integrity to be able to withstand the pressures. And if you don't have that going in, how are you going to be able to stand up for it when you get there?
Well said. Now, one quick thing, kind of nuts and bolts here. There is a PAC out there running ads on your behalf, just to be clear with folks. You're not allowed to coordinate with a PAC.
Right.
But they're doing these things on your behalf.
Yes.
And apparently there's going to be a new spot running.
So I hear.
Okay. All right. So sometimes, like, we've had one run on these airwaves, and it does, you know, excuse me for being the cynic I am, but it does the deep, you know, minor-toned music and Troy King and Jeff Combe and self-serving politicians, then into the major chords. But Terry Haskell. And it's a good spot, and I think it's also true, but we get people a call, goes, oh, she's going negative, or so-and-so's doing this, and it's like, well, she didn't put the spot together. Her team, her campaign did do it. It's an outside PAC.
That's correct. I had nothing to do with it. I mean, I'm grateful for the endorsement, but I can legally not have anything to do with that, and I never know myself what's being put out there. It's a little unusual. That's probably one of the first things that I've learned since this is, you know, you asked the question, what have I learned in this? It is kind of a wild thing to have things being said about you and put out there that you have no control over, but I'm grateful for their endorsement.
It comes with the territory. It really does.
Yeah.
Now, if folks are out there and just hearing you for the first time, I can't imagine why. You've come here several times now on these airwaves. But if folks are just hearing you going, I really like Terry Hassdorf. How can they help you? How can they support you?
Wow. So I would love for them to check out my website, www.terryforcongress.com. It's Terry with an I. And you know what? I'm asking for your vote. Please vote for me. Please tell others to vote for me. I am humbly asking for you to consider supporting me in this race.
Well, Terry, it's a great scene this morning. I'm sorry again Jack Campbell couldn't be here, but I'll give him a hug for you. I'm not going to give him a kiss, but I'll give him a hug for you.
Thanks, Joey. It's great to be with you.
Drive safe on trip down.
Thank you.
More news and views coming up after this. April Marie Fogle, how you doing?
I'm here.
Yeah. Drive down from Birmingham go well?
I was here yesterday. I was here all day for the open government, the open records bill that was supposed to be up but got tanked.
I forget you're like a journalist. And
I do from time to time.
And you give people hell over there at the Capitol building.
I try to. So there was a gun bill up we can talk about again, and then there was the open records bill that looks like it got tanked again.
I actually have a response from the sheriffs, like the Sheriff's Association. The sheriffs have put out a response to that NRA bill.
Yes, so they had a press conference. That's actually what I got here literally right as that was starting yesterday.
Okay, very good. Well, more of that coming up, as well as the debate last night. That Altacaca, isn't that the word, Bernie Sanders?
Hot mess.
Yeah.
They are a hot mess.
Yeah, it is a hot mess. Don't get me started on Tom Steyer. Is that dude microdosing? You know, that's a big trend with the rich and powerful and those on the cutting edge. Like, here, let's microdose some LSD. That'll really help me win the presidency. Now, if it actually did, like that guy pitched the perfect game on LSD, that would be something. It's like if Trump comes out 2-3 years from now and goes, guys, the whole time, I was on shrooms. That would be the greatest thing in history, but I don't think it's true. I think Trump really is a teetotaler. 272-9228, 272-9228. This hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off until the end of February for News and Views listeners on video transfers to digital format. Y'all take advantage of that, but you got to call them at 279-6036 and tell them you're a News and Views listener. Bye, guys. Bye. Bye. Y'all drive safe. Good seeing y'all. Just saying bye to Terry and her team. Yes, y'all check out Dan Black Studios today. Dan Black Studios and Dan Black himself, great sponsors here of the program. More news and views when we come back.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500.
1-800 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark, your host. In-house with me, April Marie Fogle.
I've just been sitting over here quiet as a mouse, which is so unlike me.
Yeah, Terry, her schedule is tight, but we wanted to fit her in. And
I like her. I like her a lot.
I do. I like her.
I think, unfortunately, she picked the cycle is not the best for her, right, given the very loud, very well-funded
how it always works out.
Are there.
I've described her as the adult in the room. And then for the first time yesterday, I got the chance to talk to Arnold Mooney, who's running for Senate.
What a waste of time and space. I love his conservative values, but for crying out loud, he's not even breaking the double digits.
Right, and so he's...
Make it stop!
When I see he's endorsed by Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Mark Levin and all these... Jim DeMint.
You clearly didn't read my story about this.
I did not.
His son is an owner of Red State or one of those websites. And so
that's why.
So everybody who works for his son is endorsing him, which is a really cute trick unless you realize that's what's happening. These people literally have paychecks signed by his son, and then they endorse his dad in a race he can't win. It's all very silly.
Again, I told Rich Thomas, April Marie, that I'm glad the rain's stopping because it's bringing out my inner Eeyore. I'll tell you that I'm trying to rise above my cynicism about all this political crap, but I think what you just said goes and proves the point.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Above principle.
Above principle.
And, you know, it's really the nonsense that plays to the people, I have to say. You know, I would love to talk to Jeff Coleman. I would love to interview Jeff Coleman and not just ask him
Have you asked him on the show? And
We've asked and it's not happened yet. I think he realizes, and if I was in his shoes, I'd probably do the same thing, that he can work with the ads. He
it's
can
like Kay ducking debates. Like, I'm better off just hiding until the runoff.
I am a cynic. So, like, if I put myself in their shoes, why would they do something that doesn't help them, that only has downside for them? But I would love to talk to Jeff Coleman, not just ask him tough questions on this ongoing, you know, lawsuit and settlement, this scandal with the DOD and the waiting issues, but I just would like to get to know the guy, not about his wife, not about his lovely daughters, not about his baseball bat, but about him and his policies. And where he, like,
that's
I don't,
just unreasonable. You're making an unreasonable request,
and you
Joey
know me.
Clark.
I like personal interest stories. I just asked Terry Asdorf about it. I don't mind a little bit of that stuff to know where you're coming from. But role models
are
important.
Tell me where you stand.
Yeah, but I have no clue where the guy stands on these sometimes complicated issues. I know that he's a conservative, and that's great.
Well, really what you know is that he can recite conservative talking points.
Right, exactly.
You know that more than you know what he believes. And I hate that about elections right now. You know, I hate that about the U.S. Senate race, that it's turned into who loves Trump more, who's the Trumpiest, but you don't get the real principles.
And let's talk about that, because you're not in Congressional District 2, right?
I'm not.
You're a Birmingham resident, right?
I am, but I do have a favorite in 2.
Okay, and, well, let's say that real quick.
And I love Terry, I'm supporting Jessica because I think she can win. I think Jessica Taylor is the one to beat Coleman.
You think
Coleman.
She gets in the runoff with
I think
Coleman?
She makes the runoff, and I think she's the one who can beat Coleman. I think she can raise the money. I think she can raise the profile. I think she's just really run a good campaign, which I've seen a lot of campaigns since I moved to the state that were run poorly, terribly, terribly poorly.
I do like the idea of somebody who can go up there, and they've already got the team together. I asked her. She's been on phone interviews. I'd like to interview her in person, but she's talked about we're going to put a conservative squad together. I like somebody who can come from the state of Alabama and right where I live and go and have a national profile and make the national arguments. Every candidate, right. April Marie, has said, I want to be on armed services and agriculture. Mm-hmm. I want to look out for the farmers. I want to look out for our military assets here in the state. Okay, we get it. If you don't say those things, you don't even have a chance to get elected.
Right.
But I want to know what you can add to that. I really like, for instance, I called Terry Hasdorf the adult in the room because I think she really could get things done and work with people effectively up there on the Hill.
And that is an important question. I cannot overstate how important it is to have the kind of personality where people listen when you speak.
Right.
We have too many representatives who... They just want to tune you out. You're loud, you're obnoxious, you think you're the smartest guy in the room, and you can't accomplish a lot that way. You just can't. You alienate people. It's a freaking body of people who all think they're the smartest in the world. So when you have a smart person who has the ability to go up there and come back and produce results, I think that's important for a district. And I think Terry could do that, but I also think Jessica has shown during her campaign that she can build a coalition of people to get things done.
And also to take the argument to television, on national TV, online, and that's part of the game these days. It is serving the district, yes, but it's also when you are a member of the federal government, a representative in the federal government, you can make these national arguments. Now, it shouldn't be all you do. I think AOC is going to learn that very quickly. She has like 12 competitors, does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But I like the idea of somebody going up there and representing Alabama in a national sense. Mo Brooks has done it a bit. You never really see... You see Shelby occasionally pop on Fox News, not very often. Jeff Sessions had a pretty high profile as a conservative firebrand, but that's what I want to move to next, is the Senate race, because you do get to vote in the Senate race.
I do get to vote in the Senate race.
I'm still a bit undecided, but where do you stand?
So here's where I am. I want a Tuberville-Sessions runoff, and so I am 98% sure I'm going to vote for Tuberville, because my biggest fear is that Bradley Byrne gets in, and I don't want a Bradley-Sessions runoff. I'm leaning Sessions. I know where he stands on the issues. There are a couple issues I do not support him on, one of which is marijuana. I hate his stance on marijuana.
Right.
I would love to see a Tuberville-Sessions runoff. I would love to hear more than the talking points like we were just talking about from Tuberville. I met him. He was gracious. He was kind. He was willing to answer questions and talk. He said, call. Let's do an interview. I thought that was fantastic. If you haven't heard me before, I think Bradley Byrne is always looking for the next rung up the ladder to climb, and I don't like that about my politicians.
I think Tuberville's going to win it all, and I'll put it to you this way, why I think this. You know, me being a political nerd, somebody messaged me or commented on a Facebook post saying, you need to separate work from home. And I'm like, I live by myself. I'm a bachelor. Like, why? And also me watching these lectures and reading old books.
This is our
not,
life.
It's not, it doesn't feel like work most of the time. Sometimes it feels, watching that debate reminded me of a profound truth last night.
Okay.
And I just heard it in my back of my head, life is suffering. So trudge on, pick up your cross, and make something of it, and watch this stupid debate.
Life is suffering.
Life is suffering. But I watched the other day a Oxford Union, you know, Oxford University.
Uh-huh.
They invite people over to speak, and sometimes it's controversial figures. So this was late 2017, early 2018. They invited Roger Stone.
Huh.
And from all the press you've seen about Roger Stone, and he's this dirty trickster and all this stuff, right. And I'm sure he is, but he was actually incredibly well-spoken. It was a fascinating speech.
I need to look that up. I actually... Yeah, so really I have good. Heard that Roger Stone... That there's a persona, much like Trump, right? Where there's a persona, and then there's a person behind the persona, and I haven't seen the person. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's free to watch. It's about an hour. He talks for about 30 minutes, and he answers questions. And, I mean, he has some good lines. Like, he says, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a conspiracy realist. Like, I will entertain the idea that conspiracies are real, they're out there. But I don't, like, jump headlong into believing every single theory that's put out there. It's not about being crazy. It's about, okay, this might be possible. One of the best things he said, and it's why Trump got elected, and why, say, a billionaire like Bloomberg or Steyer probably won't get elected, and why I think Tommy Tuberville is going to win the whole thing here,
okay.
is in this day and age in politics, the most important thing is being interesting. Mm-hmm. It almost goes back to the story Steve Flowers tells me about Big Jim Folsom, is that, but it's a different time. So today, what's going on is we are constantly having our people competing over our attention.
Right.
With our phones going off all the time, you know, hundreds of cable networks. Then you add the fact that I watch most of TV is actually YouTube cast to my television. Not to mention all the different demands of life. If you have a family, friends, I mean, such is life. There's just so many things grabbing our attention. The only way politics really invades the average American's mind, invades is the exact word, is you have to be very interesting and over the top. And I think Tommy Tuberville, the last few times I've talked to him in person, had the chance to interview him, and this is on-air and off-air stuff, he is incredibly charming and can be incredibly interesting. He you can tell the guy likes and genuinely is more than just politics. As somebody, you know, we just mentioned right. we do this for a living, sometimes I worry all I've become is my political opinion. And I worry that about a lot of folks who follow politics. It's like, we should be more interesting than just our political opinions.
Say that all the time.
All right. So Tommy Tuberville comes across as this whole person who's lived a life, who doesn't have to do this, who could talk about any subject, and he's very interesting is the way I would put it. Whereas Jeff Sessions, there's an interest around him for me because he was the AG right when this whole paper coup with the incoming Trump administration is going on. But he's been very tight-lipped about all that stuff. Like, he'll leave breadcrumbs here or there about what he did and what he tried to do. But I wish he had been a bit more during this campaign, and maybe he will in the runoff if he makes it, but in this campaign, more forceful in what happened.
I have said that too. I think that's the only way Sessions wins is if he turns into a bulldog. If you suddenly see the man that Trump needed him to be as AG, but you know that he felt like he disqualified. Da da da. But if he suddenly turns into a bulldog and says, this is what I believe, this is what I tried to do, this is what I...
I'll put it this way. Knock off the aw shucks persona. You're a well-read man. I know you're pissed off about what happened, Jeff. Bring it out.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that needs... And, you know, maybe somebody just needs to give him a stronger cup of coffee in the morning.
Maybe.
Or lace his drink with something. Not encouraging anybody to drug Sessions. But, you know, that he has this very quiet demeanor. But I think that will change once the gloves come off and it's really him and Tuberville slugging it out. Because... And it is clear, if you look at the ads that outside groups are running against, are running on behalf of Tuberville, that no, they're not going to hold back.
Right.
They are going to go full force against Sessions if it's a runoff between the two of them. And it will be what I enjoy about politics, which is hopefully the men competing on the issues. Because they're going to vote the same.
Right.
They are for the most part, by and large, going to vote the same.
See, I think Tommy Tuberville is actually leading. And not just in like that Club for Growth poll that came out last week. I think because Jeff Sessions is already running attack ads against them, they've seen their own internal polling and they're worried.
Yeah.
They're worried that he's going to get momentum. He might come in first in this first go-around happening on Tuesday, and then that'll just be straight-up momentum into a runoff. I genuinely have kind of
come... You think he's going to come in first? Sessions or Tuberville?
Tuberville, unless the negative ads that both Byrne and Sessions are running against him work.
Got it. Okay.
But Tommy really has put in the sweat equity. He's done these sort of bus tours, shaking hands. That's how we got that alpha endorsement.
Very surprising. Very surprising.
And so I think he might be a bit inoculated from some of these attack ads in the sense that people have actually met him, talked to him. Like I said, he's a very genuine, likable, charming person. So when they see the attack ad, they go, that's not Tommy.
That's not the guy I just met at the barbecue joint around the corner.
Right.
Who showed up to the Republican pancake breakfast.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I have really liked talking to Bradley Byrd as well. And I say that over the years. I know we can get into all the connections and all the past with him running for governor. And there's a lot there. You know, the two-year school system, all that. The two-year college system.
Yeah.
But talking to him over the years and him coming on the Dan Moore Show, listening to him answer questions about issues themselves, he's fantastic. Like, even when I don't agree, there's usually an educated, thought-out answer to questions.
I love that about people.
Yes.
When someone can articulate a point that doesn't make me, even when I disagree, that makes me say, okay, I don't agree, but I get you.
But you know the dirty little secret, right? Well, there are a lot of them, but
I was going to say, we're in Montgomery. Well, there's lots of
them. The dirty little secret is that issues don't win you.
It's true.
Campaigns. Now, the issues that are polling well might, but issues aren't what really steals
the ship.
No, it's more symbolic, it's more emotional, it's these sorts of things. Because, well, you know.
And that's what we're going to see on Tuesday is, I always, in Alabama, there's not been a lot of candidates that have made me just want to jump out of bed and run and vote.
Right.
So are classic Sessions fans going to jump out of bed and run to vote for him? More so than the opposition, the Tuberville, the Bradleys, and I think so. But we do have an interesting thing in that congressional district, the other congressional district race, CD1, has a very tight primary, and those people are going to turn out for Bradley.
Okay, yeah.
So that's a big turnout of Bradley supporters that, you know.
Right.
So other people really, we got to hope they hop out of bed for Tuberville.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We got to hit a break here. Again, Dan Black Studios sponsor this hour of News and Views. 50% off for News and Views listeners till the end of February. So that's coming up soon, folks. 50% off on all video transfers to digital format. Doesn't include films this month. But if you want to take advantage of that, call 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell Dan Black and the team you are, in fact, a News and Views listener, and you'll get that 50% off. Save those old VHS tapes or even Betamax. They can help you out, preserve those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Mostly cloudy, breezy today. A few spotty showers possible as the latest cold front sweeps through the state. Highs in the upper 50s, but dropping by late afternoon and this evening to the 40s. We'll end up with an overnight low temperature down to about 31, but the morning wind chill by dawn down to the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, but rather raw, high 49, a little breezy, down to 29 by first thing on Friday morning. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60, a windy day, then colder again with the next front on Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I'm thinking Jenkins, so are many other folks here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas because, well, they do a fantastic job. They do it all over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive, whether it is working on those tires that's right in the name, or they are also a full automotive service center. All their technicians are ASC certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and even minivans. I have a thing against minivans. I think it's all those years of being lugged around in the carpool in one.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I just don't like minivans. Anyway, but they'll service them for you.
They'll fix it for you.
Yeah, I'm not the one servicing it. They'll fix it for you. Good thing
They are not prejudiced against minivans, yes, is what you're telling me.
Like I am, yes. But they also will service those outdoor vehicles.
Oh.
Whether a four-wheeler, side-by-side, or a tractor, you don't have to bring them into town if you're out, you know, outside the city a few miles. They'll come and visit you with a service truck.
How nifty is that?
So whether it's your everyday car, truck, SUV, or minivan, or it's an outdoor vehicle, call Jenkins Tire and Automotive today, 265-0792, 265-0792. Make an appointment. I went in for a basic oil change, check in the tires, change out the air filter, just a basic checkup on the car
right.
A few weeks ago, and I called ahead of time. That made the whole process very smooth. They're done fast, very reasonable price. And I have to do the full synthetic oil and all that stuff with my stupid little roadster that leaks with all this rain. You know, you want nice things, and you have this idea in your head. Anyway, Jenkins Tire and Automotive, they can service your vehicle. Just call and make an appointment today. I'm thinking Jenkins. You should be thinking Jenkins. 265-0792 or visit them online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Why is everybody trying to take our money, April Marie? We were talking about this off air. At the local level, at the state level, well, right for now, not as much at the federal level, thank God. But they still are taking our money in other ways.
Well, what cracks me up is listening to these Democrats is
that they don't actually, they leave out the part that involves taking other people's money.
Right.
They're very, very quick to say, we are going to give
mm-hmm.
free. And I'm like, you don't understand. It's that whole like meme. I don't think you know what that word means.
Right.
It's going to be free. No, it's going to cost somebody something.
I mean, I've been making this point started yesterday. Bloomberg is straight out. And did you hear him last night? He said, I got those people into Congress. He's got the clip coming up. But he's trying to buy this election. He really is. But at least he's doing it with his own money.
It's true.
Instead of trying to buy votes with other people's money, with taxpayer money, with OPP, so to speak.
I have finally hit the turning point in this election where I am A-OK with Bernie being the Democrat nominee, because I feel like there are so many naive young people in our country who don't understand socialism and communism, and they have this idea in their head about fairness.
It's just sharing. It's fairness.
It's fairness.
It's justice.
But they've never actually looked at the history and looked at the economy of countries who have socialism or have communism, and they don't really get it. And so I'm hoping, at least to the extent that maybe we can educate a few of these people about really what they're asking for, I'm okay with Bernie. And, you know, if it plays out that another candidate comes along and does some of that educating for us, awesome. But it just bugs me to no end.
It really does drive me nuts. And, you know, it's like any candidate or any cause. There are some Bernie sophisticates who are like, he doesn't really mean what he means. But I don't even want to play with it. I don't want anybody to get near that. I think it's actually depressing that the Democratic Party would go the route of full-blown socialism. And as Lindsey Graham has said,
Stop playing with it.
Stop. Though I have to say this, talking about interesting politicians, Bernie is interesting. Bernie is genuine. As opposed to, I can't stand Elizabeth Warren.
I'm sorry. This is the same Bernie who was trying to look for accolades for Fidel Castro.
Right, but at least he's interesting about it.
What the ever-loving...
Well, you know, all these people out of poverty, the literacy rate went up. I know they couldn't read certain books. So that is a funny thing. It's like in a country, maybe it's China, maybe it is communist Cuba, where I'm sure you try to criticize the leader or read certain books that might indirectly even criticize the regime. I wonder if you'd be allowed to be literate enough to read those things.
It makes me shake my head.
Yeah. No, we're literate enough to read what the government gives us. How nice of you. 272-9228. Very quickly, let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Eric.
Hey, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. I got the call of the day.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be the judge of that, Eric.
Suppose now that Bernie Sanders is elected, you know, he's nominated for the... I think what everybody ought to do is just go ahead and holler Cuban collusion. Because, after all, he did have his honeymoon in a communist country. So
in Moscow,
let's invest millions in investigating him. Let's do this, and let's do everything that they did to Trump.
There's actually a clip of Bernie in Moscow singing, "This land is your land. This land is my land."
What do you think, Dom? I mean, don't you think that'd be a good idea if he's nominated? Let's go ahead right off the top. Let's start investigating.
Usually I would say, Eric, turnabout is fair play, but I'm about tired
I'm
of this.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, of like the foreign power under the bed.
So am I. I'm a Republican.
Right. It's not even a partisan point for me, Eric. It's more like Russia is an important issue geopolitically. So is China. And for us to turn this into a partisan political cudgel not only makes us take our eye off the ball of the serious issue of Russia, but it also does Russia's bidding. The whole point of all this is for them to pull us apart. And it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I am... It disappoints me because we can see it coming, right?
I'm sorry. If it were me, it's like a seesaw. It's seesaw politics. When what goes up must come down, and what goes down must come up. So, you know, if we smear enough in their face, they might get enough of it and quit. But I don't know that they will.
Maybe.
So, you know, who knows? But let's keep our fingers crossed. But just like I say, Cuban collusion.
Cuban collusion. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
272-9228. This part of the program now brought to you by...
Ooh, who's it by?
Express Fitness 24/7. That's where I've been going and hitting the workouts. Yeah. Like, I did squats yesterday.
You can go late at night.
Yeah, anytime you want when you become a member, 24/7 access.
That's nifty.
Low sign-up fee, and then it's month-to-month. You can do auto-pay if you want, but no long-term contract whatsoever.
Huh.
So if you just want to try out the place for a few months or just a month, you can. I'm going to the location on Harrison Road, the Hogan's Gym location, 3331. They combine gyms, Hogan's Gym with Express Fitness 24/7. But when you become a member at Express Fitness 24/7, you can go to any location in the River Region. Find out which location is best for you at expressfitness24.com, expressfitness24.com. And, you know, what I'm really working towards, because they've got all this great free weights, dumbbells, barbells, plate-loaded machines, cable weight machines, rooms and rooms of cardio. Finished off on the ARC trainer yesterday, which is just miserable, but I feel great after the misery. But I'm trying to get where this guy George Hood is. A story that broke a couple days ago, folks. George Hood, he's a 62-year-old former Marine. He's broken the world record after lasting over 8 hours in an abdominal plank position. Which I think I could hold a plank for, actually. I could hold it for a long time. By a long time, I mean like a few minutes. Like if I really push myself, maybe 5 minutes.
Here's the question, like, is why would you want to?
Well, it's a challenge. It's like, why would you do anything? but for him to do this, well, he raised, was raising awareness. I'm trying to remember what he's raising awareness for. I guess it didn't really sit in with me. I'm not a paid athlete. I do this thing because I can, and I can also help raise awareness. I've seen enough folks in the military and my law enforcement comrades who haven't fared so well. We want to break the stigma. It's about mental health.
Okay.
Yeah, and PTSD and the like. So
I dig it.
Broke a world record, raised awareness, and maybe if I keep planking over Express Fitness, I'll be able to get there. Probably not. 8 hours.
I'm going to have you do that during the next recorded. Yeah. Right. And then the music starts. He's like, no.
Okay, well, maybe. If we can pull the microphone down, I'll just hold a plank for the next segment. More news and views when we come back. You don't have to talk all
night. I'm a man who can't say no. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective.